I'm Ken Zonley, and this is Performing Arts Gallery.
The paddle wheel's going round the O, along the banks of the Ohio, gliding handsome and serene. There goes the Delta Queen, oh, oh, there goes the Delta Queen.
Tonight at Stars Cave Nature Center, singers and songwriters Dana and Susan Robinson will be performing, taking the audience on a journey across America, conveying the mystery and wonder of the places they've visited. The duo will take the stage at 7:30. The doors open at 7 o'clock tonight at Stars Cave Nature Center at 11627 Stars Cave Road, Burlington, Iowa. Refreshments will be served in intermission. The Robinsons, Dana and Susan, at Stars Cave Nature Center tonight. Tickets are $10 for adults and $2 for those under 18. Tonight and tomorrow night, the Western Illinois University Department of Theater and Dance presents their traditional dance concert of the approaching winter. It's the Winter Faculty Dance Works Concerts, featuring thought-provoking and elegant choreography by award-winning resident faculty, regional guest choreographers, and nationally and internationally recognized guest artists. It's an exciting evening of dance at the Hainlein Theater on the Western Illinois University campus. The program is tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30. Tonight and tomorrow night at St. Paul Catholic Church in Macomb, it's general admission only, as the 18th Annual Holiday Festival of Choirs takes place. The program is at 7:30 tonight and tomorrow night. Pre-concert music begins 10 to 20 minutes beforehand. Tickets are $15, free to Western Illinois University students with valid ID, and can be purchased through the Hainlein Theater box office until 5 p.m. This concert usually sells out, so there may not be tickets. Please check in advance. Featured ensembles include the University Singers, Concert Choir, and Madrigal Singers, the Holiday Festival Children's Honor Ensemble, and the Macomb High School Madrigal Singers, joined by the WYU Brass Ensemble and International String Quartet. The Holiday Festival of Choirs, ending, of course, with a sing-along of the Hallelujah Chorus. That's tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 at St. Paul Church in Macomb. Tonight and tomorrow night and Sunday afternoon in Galesburg at the Orpheum Theater, Choral Dynamics presents The Christmas Story using both secular and sacred music in the gospel genre. It's Choral Dynamics' Christmas Gospel. It mixes new and traditional songs along with dance and humor. Tickets are $15 for adults, $7.50 for children 13 through 18. Children 12 and under are free. The performance times are tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 and Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock at Galesburg's Orpheum Theater. In the historic village of Bishop Hill, it's the second weekend of Julmarknad, the Christmas market. The free events include Swedish folk characters, traditional Swedish holiday decorations, and quality gifts for the holidays. A special holiday exhibit for the entire family called Let's Celebrate Traditions will be on display in the Steeple Building. It highlights Swedish and American holiday traditions. Bishop Hill's Julmarknad, or Christmas Market, in Henry County, about 20 miles east of I-74 in that county. More concerts for the weekend. Tomorrow at 1 in the afternoon, the Western Illinois University President's International String Quartet will have a concert of quartets by Mozart and Haydn. That performance is in the College of Fine Arts and Communications Recital Hall and is free and open to the public. Tomorrow night at 7:30, Monmouth College presents its annual Christmas at Monmouth concert. It's in the Cash Performance Hall of the Dahl Chapel and Auditorium. It's a popular local holiday tradition, intertwining narration and choral music to tell the story of the Nativity. It will include Monmouth College vocal ensembles and instrumental ensembles. Music will range from classical to traditional seasonal selections and carols from around the world, and poetry of Alfred Lord Tennyson, Maya Angelou, Ben Jonson, and Samuel Taylor Coleridge. Christmas at Monmouth in the Cash Performance Hall tomorrow night at 7:30. The Western Illinois University Chamber Orchestra will perform at 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon in the College of Fine Arts and Communications Recital Hall. Director of Orchestral Activities, Dr. Richard Huey, will lead the orchestra in music by Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach, a La Folia after Corelli's La Folia by Francesco Geminiani, and Corelli's Christmas Concerto. The concert is free and open to the public Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. You are also cordially invited to the Fall 2011 concerts by the United Voices of Western Inspirational Singers. That performance also in the Kofak Recital Hall at 7 o'clock Sunday evening. They will sing praises through the decades, 1990 to 2010. On Monday evening, now in its 10th season, the McDonough Choral Society presents a seasonal program at Wesley United Methodist Church in Macomb at 7:30 that evening. We had a chance to chat with director Susan Schumacher and member Margaret Burke. Well, how are rehearsals going?
Very well, thank you.
We always feel up in the alto section that we could use one or two more rehearsals, but, you know, that happens every time. And we concluded yesterday evening that it'll be all right.
You never have enough rehearsals.
No.
Well, it's a very joyous contemporary piece that you're featuring this concert for this joyous time of year.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's just full of liveliness and smiles, the way I think of it. It's just a smiling piece.
The English composer John Rutter's Magnificat.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's has a little Latin flavor, not strong, but a little Latin flavor. Of course, the Magnificat liturgical text is based on scripture about Mary having been told that she was going to have this child, and she's expressing her joy to Elizabeth. According to what I have read, as John Rutter began thinking about this composition, he discovered that even though there aren't very many major works based on this text, a lot of very short ones that are used in evening services, particularly in England, but that the Latin countries tend to celebrate this more than northern countries, and that they dance and sing and celebrate the days of this occasion. So he kind of got interested in that. He put just a little Latin flavor in it in a couple of movements.
John Rutter's been very popular, certainly in the United States. He came to prominence in American eyes back in the 1970s by writing works for some American choruses.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mel Olson, I think, in particular, out of
Omaha,
right. The relationship started there, and then it just evidently his popularity grew.
And he was very active not that long ago in the public eye. One of his pieces was commissioned for the recent royal wedding.
Exactly. And I haven't seen it in print yet. I'm anxious to see it. I'm sure we'll be getting it before too long.
So the most prominent of English choral writers at the moment, arguably.
And we have a soprano soloist, Sangeetha Rayapati from Augustana College, who has sung with us several different times, and we enjoy her voice very, very much, and it fits this work beautifully.
And do you once again have a small orchestra to support you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was just thinking about that. We rehearsed with them for the first time yesterday evening, and it's so exciting when the musicians are there, the instruments are playing. especially the timpani and the brass. You know, they really bring the whole thing to life. And as Susan was saying about the Latin American influence, I think hearing the music distributed among the instruments makes it much more recognizable for everybody, both those of us who are singing and the audience. It was really fun to hear them. Very enjoyable.
So a wonderful and accessible piece.
Not easy. Accessible, perhaps, but I wouldn't call it easy. Would you? You might, Susan.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, I think it's interesting that one thinks of English choral singing, you might think, well, that should be a little older, a little more conservative. But it's interesting to note that Mr. Rudder is younger than any of the Beatles.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Is that one half of a program?
Yes.
Or?
It's about two-thirds of the evening. The second half is short, just some nice Christmas carols. One with harp, also using the Wesley ringers, the bells, which we enjoyed having them play with us last year.
You always choose such interesting carols for the second part. We're doing a lovely Gabriel's Message arranged by Stephen Paulus, which I was really excited to hear. My daughter told me, Sting has that on his Christmas album. And so we went to YouTube, and there it was. And sounds just great.
Yeah, it's a familiar French carol.
Yes, a Basque carol, and then Sussex carol. And you have to talk about the merriest, Susan.
a Les Brown number. Remember Les Brown and his band of renown?
No, he's too young.
Yes.
So it's quite a variety.
So we have a great, relatively recent major choral work with orchestra, and it's all wrapped up with a few nice bonbons with carols at the end.
Exactly. Yes.
And so that's this coming Monday evening, December 5th.
Yes. Correct. 7:30 p.m. at Wesley United Methodist Church.
Yes.
No admission.
Donations will be accepted, as always.
Well, good luck. Yes. Have a wonderful concert.
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Director Susan Shoemaker and member Margaret Burke of the McDonough Choral Society. On Monday and Tuesday evening in Galesburg, the red carpet series continues with the Moscow Ballet Great Russian Nutcracker. The Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker has toured America and Canada for over 18 years as the largest Russian ballet tour in North America. This coast-to-coast attraction provides the highest caliber of Russian ballet with cutting-edge production values and universal appeal. The Nutcracker at Galesburg's Orpheum Theater, Monday evening at 7:30 and Tuesday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Tickets run $30 to $50. They're available from the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. Tuesday night in Burlington at Burlington's Memorial Auditorium, the Burlington Civic Music presents the Girl Singers of the Hit Parade Christmas Show. Costumed in Christmas ball gowns from the 1950s, the girls recreate the voicing and harmonies of that era. That's Tuesday evening at 7:30 at Burlington's Memorial Auditorium. And don't forget, tomorrow night right here at Tri-State's Public Radio, fiddler, singer, and songwriter Amanda Shires takes the stage. Tickets are still available at 800-895-2912. I'm Ken Zonley. Join me again for Performing Arts Gallery.